Remembering Marshall Idol of Bill Haley's comments on Rewind, I'm Jimmy Jay. When it comes to delivering songs and mixing some comedy into it, Marshall was a master at his craft. And a perfect example is the Viagra Rock.
If you're drifting over the hill, grab yourself that miracle pill. A million miles under your belt, you still got a whole lot of living left. Just do the Viagra Rock, then do the Viagra Roll. Well, if you're getting up in age, try the pill that is the rage. If you're down and you need a lift, just get yourself a terrific gift. Then do the Viagra Rock, then do the Viagra Roll. It's right for you. This miracle pill can make you feel brand new. Don't go through life feeling you're left out. Just jump up and down and you may want to shout. Do the Viagra Rock and do the Viagra Roll. Do the Viagra Rock, do the Viagra Roll.
Marshall Idol of Bill Haley's Comets with the Viagra Rock. I'm Jimmy Jay. Joining us right now from the group Come Back Buddy, here's Jim Marcella from Phoenix, Arizona.
First off, to Kathy, you know, Julie and I send our condolences, and we feel really fortunate that we had an opportunity to say a few words to him the other night that we know he heard. And just to share with everybody quick, because I know you have a lot of people on the line, I want to comment to a couple of things that Tammy Seeley said just a few minutes ago about Concerts at Sea, because that is absolutely true, that when you go on one of these cruises, you have the opportunity to not only listen to the great shows, but to get close to these people. And fact is, that's exactly how Julie and I became friends with Marshall the first time. We went on a Concerts at Sea cruise for the first time in 2006, and when we sat in the Comet show that night, we were just completely blown away to see these guys on stage, legends, and what a fantastic show. And afterwards, I made it a point to make sure that I found those guys and had the opportunity to talk with them personally, and who could have possibly imagined that from that cruise we would have become what we certainly consider to be personal friends with Marshall, and personal friends to the point that we've shared dinners, we've been to his home. He was gracious enough on our first trip to Branson to personally take us all around town to show us all the sights, to give us all the insights to the town, and took us to his home, and that just started what we believe was, you know, at least the amount of time we had to be a fantastic friendship. And to cap off my comments, probably not a lot of people know this, but on the cover of Still Rockin' Round the Clock, his great book, the cover photo on the front of that book is a photo that Julie took at the Dick Clark Bandstand Theater during one show, because she used to shoot, I think, probably thousands of pictures of the guys. And she was absolutely honored that Marshall contacted her and said, Julie, I'd like to use, with your permission, I'd like to use this photo for the cover of the book. And if you look inside the cover, it does say photo credits to Julie Marcella. And to Julie, I don't know what a better honor that could have been than that.
That's Jim Marcella from the group Come Back Buddy, right here on Rewind.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
I'm Jimmy J, remembering Marshall Lytle from Bill Haley's Comets on Rewind today. If you're just joining us, we lost Marshall on May 25th, cause of death, cancer. Now joining us on the line, who happens to be in Canada right now and doing a show, is another great in rock and roll history, Diamond Dave Somerville, the original lead singer of the Diamonds. You know who he is. He sang The Stroll and Silhouettes and Why Do Fools Fall in Love and, of course, Little Darlin'. Dave, welcome to Rewind.
Jimmy J, thanks very much for having me on, man. It's a sad time, but I appreciate all the energy that you're putting out on Marshall's behalf. You know, we all loved him. And, you know, to turn that phrase around, every time he left the stage, you know, in the midst of the final applause, we would hear Marshall holler out to the crowd, "I love you all." And as
good
it turns
point.
Out,
I forgot
you know,
about that.
It's perfect. We all loved him as well. But, marvelous
Dave,
man.
How
you
are
know,
you,
we,
Dave?
When I first went to work at Dick Clark's American Bandstand on the same show in the afternoon with Marshall and the Comets, I was amazed to see the way this man was able to grasp the crowd and to make his spirit soar out over the room. And one of the really neat things is he made me feel so welcome in Branson, because when we arrived, I'd only been there once before to visit Jimmy Rogers for a couple of days, but I didn't know anything about the town. And he would, you know, typically, and on many occasions, would call me about 15 minutes before a show was to start somewhere. And because each of those theaters would give us professional courtesy, that is, they wouldn't charge us to get in. It was like being a kid in a candy store, you know. So he'd say, "All right, you know, hurry, we got to go over and see Six, or let's go see Jim Stafford, or the Chinese acrobats." And you know, he'd come by the hotel where we were staying. He already had a house in Branson by that point, and pick me up, and we'd rush over, and we'd get there just in time for the downbeat. And it was it really touched me about him. You know, it happened on many occasions. It was truly my pleasure and privilege to work with the Comets and Marshall in particular. He was just marvelous.
But no, oh well, that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My head get up, my head is wrong to try. That my lover was just for you.
Diamond Dave Somerville still sounding great today, as he did back in 1957. If you get a chance to see him in concert, do so. Then tell him I sent you. He may kick you out. Joining us right now is Karen Sen, concert promoter from the Hartford, Connecticut area. Karen, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Karen.
Hello there, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen,
good morning, Jimmy. Trade.
Good morning. Karen has done a few shows with Marshall. They contacted me, I don't know, a few years ago, and said they were looking for some great entertainers to play in Connecticut. And first on the list was Marshall Lytle. And was that a good advice, or was that bad advice for you, Karen?
That was probably the best advice you have ever given us, and probably will ever give us. But no, I'll
there
say
you go.
It was. We are just when I say forever grateful, blessed, honored. You know, all those words, we truly are from the bottom of our heart thankful that you got us connected so that we had the chance to be able to meet him, work with him, spend time with him, and Kathy. Kathy, I know you're on the line, and our hearts go out to you this morning.
Thank you, Karen.
We love you, and it's been great, and I know I sent you a message. We'll hook up later this week. Bill and Sherry send their love, and Bill wants to get on the phone with me, with you, at some point.
I would love that.
Great. But, yeah, I mean, Marshall is just one of, I can't follow the likes of all these other guests on the show this morning, so I'm not even going to try. But, you know, when I talked to Jimmy the other day, we talked about Marshall and the man he is and who he was and how he just embodied everything, you know, so upbeat, so positive. You meet him, and I told him, I said, you know, you just meet him once, and you instantly became like a family member to him. He just kind of took you on. He just gave you that feeling that, you know, he's your father, your grandfather, your uncle, your brother, your close friend. He just loved life. He's just so upbeat. He really inspires you to become somebody like him. I feel like he's done that for me. I stripped out so much negativity in the last year just based on conversations we had, you know, at that concert, you know, the first concert we did.
Hi, this is Marshall Lytle of Bill Haley's Comets. We're going to rock around the clock with Jimmy J on Rewind.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock. Strikes 12, we'll cool off, then start a rockin' round.